Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Ken and others
are acting like straight bitches.
I'm not sure who Ken is. Curtis, your one-liners suck.
Or the morning show before that.
Next, you hear from Jerry, who says, but.
We have many arrangements for that, Lumpy.
And you definitely hate one of them.
That is Ken Laird.
At least.
Yeah.
It's the Ken and Curtis Show.
Ken and Curtis aren't adults.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Good weekend.
Well, first of all, Curtis has, for some reason, made a really stupid bet. He is jumping in the Charles River if the Patriots decide to accept the football, win the coin toss, and receive tonight.
Right.
And that, I don't know that you and Wiggy really nailed down on when that's going to happen, but it is 3 degrees outside. I mean, I don't want to like talk weather and be like cliche, but it is. I have never felt this cold in New England. This is rough.
Yeah.
God.
This is as cold. So, driving here this morning, and once again, the fine people of the Massachusetts Department of Transportation have closed the westbound entrance in South Boston by the State Police Barracks. And there is a street that you could easily put a sign that says Mass Pike westbound closed. Continue. And you just go through Chinatown. No big deal. Once again, I had to go down all the way, do a U-turn, almost showed up late.
Wow, what courage by you. The obstacles that Curtis faces.
Oh, my God. My life, I really feel like I haven't overcome so much. But the Pike, we've worked together far too long, because as I was driving to get off at Alston Brighton on the Mass Pike, I saw that the Charles was basically halfway frozen. There's like a little row in the middle of water.
I mean, I don't want you to die, so I'm going to say this is a springtime event.
It might be good for the show.
No, I mean, you would actually die. I think, I mean, based on your comorbidities.
Oh, that's true.
I don't want this to happen.
But yes, we spent
far too much time in Sports Talk Radio discussing this week whether the Patriots would receive the opening kickoff or defer.
That's why I finally just said, okay, like, let's stop talking about it. If they don't defer, I will jump in the Charles.
But I think it is actually interesting. Can we start the show with this? Just get it out of the system today.
Okay.
We got 8 a.m. to 8:15 p.m. wall-to-wall Pats talk today. Every angle. There is not an original thought out there on Pats Bills. Okay. If you have one, 617-779-7937.
Can we do after this? Can I rank the least original takes on the game tonight?
Okay. I like that.
Okay, good.
But that it is actually interesting. You laughed it off, and that's why you made the bet, and partly you wanted to get off the conversation, which
correct.
I kind of understand. But there, it does make logical sense. If you're the Patriots, here's another cliche. They don't want to fall behind early. Few football teams do, but that seems to be a DNA of this Pats team. They struggle when they get into an early hole, which they have done lately. I mean, you agree with that, right? And that's just,
absolutely.
That's just what we have all seen the last few weeks. So, naturally, you could react to that and say, well, why don't you take the football, run the ball like you did in the three-pass game, make McDermott squirm on the sidelines, go back to that formula, maybe Bill will shock the world and do it, and you will be jumping into Charles.
I'm an idiot. So here's the situation, and I can't believe I didn't think of this because I referenced the game earlier this week. I don't know, maybe Justin Turpin, you can check this, the AFC Championship game in Kansas City, the 2018 season. That first half, I said earlier this week, is exactly the game plan the Patriots should enact, where they had the ball first. I don't know if that was because KC deferred or they received, but they had a phenomenal, like 12-14 play, methodical drive with Sony Michel, a couple third down passes from Brady, and they got up 7-0. And I think it was 7 or 8 minutes. I think the Chiefs got the ball back with about 6 minutes left in the first quarter.
And this team is built that way still. I mean, in the last Bills game, which they lost, they did have 3 touchdown drives of 75 yards in length. They are able to grind the field.
Right. But here is why they are not going to do it. Because which part of the ball does Bill Belichick have more confidence in?
Well, I mean, obviously he's more invested in the defense, but do you think he's more confident in his defense right now? I don't think so, especially with the corner situation.
Well, how the
with
offense?
Jalen Mills out tonight, which is big, by the way.
Okay. I'll answer my own question. I think that the Patriots' defense is more talented than their offense. I think there are better players up and down the defense than
without,
their offense.
Without Mills?
Yes, without Mills. What has Mills done this year?
Well, he's their number two corner.
Well, he got destroyed against the Cowboys to lose the game. I mean,
Miles Bryant is going to be in a significant role tonight, right?
Yes.
He's had some good moments this year. He's also had some bad moments.
Right, but you could say that about everybody on the Patriots. It's been an up-and-down season.
Jawan Williams will be in the lineup significantly tonight. D'Angelo Ross is going to be on the field tonight.
Oh, I mean, D'Angelo, I mean, makes a great steak and cheese. But the situation here is simple. If they get the ball, I would say they have a 30% chance of going down the field and scoring a touchdown on their opening drive. Conservatively.
Okay.
If the Patriots defer and the Bills get the ball, I would say the defense has about a 60 to 70% chance of preventing an opening drive score.
Wow.
So you use that information.
I don't know. Based on the last 4 weeks, I'm not sure about that.
I mean, we can get Tucker Boynton on when Fitzy comes in.
I would like to get Tucker Boynton on.
But whoever is the statistician will tell you that the Patriots' defense is more likely to stop the Bills' offense and the Patriots' offenses of going down the field on an opening drive and scoring a touchdown. So if that's the case, you use the math, you kick it deep, and you say, all right, D, you know, this is your turn. I trust you. On the other hand, if they receive, they go 3 and out, then you're screwed 2 minutes into the game.
Well, that's what happened in the last game. They went 3 and out.
Right. And then they gave up a touchdown, and then they threw a touchdown to the Dolphins.
But it would be a surprise. It would be a Belichick curveball. It could go one of two ways psychologically. His team could be like, what the F? I can't believe it.
Right.
Or it could throw the Bills for a little bit of a loop. Oh, wow, Bill's taking the football. And then they come out and pound it. And if they do have success and Damian Harris is running wild and they can't stop it, the Bills are like, uh-oh, we're in for a long day. You get them out of the nickel, you get their big units on the field, Mac hits a deep ball, little trick play, little McDaniels trickeration early, bang, 7-0, Bills fans quiet, Patriots fans in the building with all those $8 tickets start to be heard, and now the Buffalo butts start to get tight. You know?
Oh, I think that the best possible outcome tonight when the game starts is for the Patriots to receive, go down the field, Mac throws a touchdown pass to Hunter Henry, and it's like, all right, wow, you know, they're going to be on their heels.
You just don't see it happening.
I don't.
You don't think Bill will change his stripes?
So I think Bill is so stubborn that even if this is what he was thinking about this week, the fact that all of us idiots have been saying it's going to happen will cause him to defer.
Quick aside, you always get on Wiggy for saying when you look at it. I think your when you look at it is the situation is this. You use that quite a bit lately, which I like. It's a setup. It's a good stall setup.
Okay.
I'm just trying to put that up.
All right. Well, I mean, I think the situation right now is just totally derailed the opening segment.
617-779-7937. It is not, because Eddie in New Hampshire is hot out of the gates on whether the Pats will receive or defer, and that's what I like here on the Ken and Curtis Show. Good morning, Eddie.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Oh, man. Eddie.
I know they're going to defer. They're going to punt it away. Let's see what you can do. And we think we can stop you.
Uh-huh.
All right. Eddie, where are you watching the game
what
tonight?
Do you guys think?
Eddie, where are you watching the game tonight, bud?
At home.
Any buddies coming by, or what's on the menu?
Yeah, 3 people, tortillas, somebody's actually going to do some scallions or whatever, but I don't know. We'll see how that goes out.
Scallions?
Love scallions.
Yeah, they had this great thing. You know, like they thought it would be great. We'd all have like, no, I don't want it. Why are you bringing it?
All right, Eddie, just stay at home, buddy.
That's a tone setter right there. That is the equivalent of receiving the football.
I mean,
you bring Eddie in New Hampshire out in segment one, boom. 4 more hours of this, folks. 617-779-7937.
Oh, one thing that I saw and heard a little bit yesterday on social media and from callers and some hosts in the city was that I don't care what happens tomorrow night. It's just gravy. If we win, it's great. I have been a sports fan since I was born. I have never watched a game that I have been emotionally invested in and been saying to myself, if we lose, I'm happy. Like, nobody goes into a game,
I love it,
whether in person or at their house, and is able to emotionally distance themselves from the outcome while the game is ongoing. You know, listen, like, take, for example, BC one year made it to the Elite Eight. They played Florida in the mid-90s. Mm-hmm. And it was this incredible run by Billy Curley and you know, Jim O'Brien, all that. But when they lost to Florida to Andrew DeClercq and Dimitar Hook, I was miserable. I was, like, crying. I was 10 years old. I was like, this sucks. Even though it was an incredible run, and in hindsight, with the distance of time, you look back and say that was a great team that did, you know, things that other BC teams have never done.
I think it's a great question. Is there house money on this game? You know, if you're a Pats fan and they lose, are you totally fine with it?
Right.
You are losing to your rival, quote-unquote rival, in the Bills. That would be four of the last five meetings you lose to them. It's a game that's certainly winnable. They're obviously not favored in the game, but we put the poll question out on the Greg Hill Show Twitter account this week, and it was, what, 65% believe the Pats will win?
Right.
So most Patriots fans, arguably, believe they're going to win this game. So if they don't, just by its nature, you're a little stunned. The reality sets in. It's a long offseason. I don't think there's going to be drastic changes. You and I both agree on that. It's not like we both agree that if Bill wins this game, it's a comfortable finish to get to Shula's record. If they lose the game, he's not getting fired. Not like Gary Tanguay declared before the year that, like, Bill's on the hot seat. They've done enough to ensure, you know, it's another year or two before things start to get really sticky. And they have found the quarterback, in my opinion, but not everybody will believe that. And you know what's going to come back tonight in a big way if they lose this game? You and I weren't on this, obviously, at the time, but I think you have been more critical of it than any. I saw a tweet from you earlier this week to Giardi. There will be a second guessing of how Bill has handled the cornerback situation, in particular Stephon Gilmore, and why he was not on the roster. And if he was here right now, you win this game tonight.
Yeah.
But he's not, and you might lose because of it.
Right. And just going back to the fan reaction, people saying that this is house money, that people that are fans of a team, myself included growing up listening to this radio station, you never call in and say the Red Sox are going to lose tonight. But you can couch it because you're afraid of the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're hearing. There's not a lot of confidence today among Pats fans that they're going to go in and give a performance like they did against the Chiefs in 2018.
No, I disagree with that. I think there's some confidence.
I think just like that game, I went into that game praying that the Patriots would win because I wanted to go to the Super Bowl. I wanted to fly in a private jet, and I was like, come on, boys, let's get Brady a six.
Didn't we all agree they were going to win on Friday's show?
I'm saying there is not a confidence among Patriots fans that they are going to go in there and they are going to win this game.
Our poll question said 65% say they're going to win.
Right.
That's confidence.
I'm telling you that when you hear people couch how they're going to view the game by saying it's house money, whatever happens, it's been a good season, you're preparing to soften the fall. That's what the psychological analysis would be of a fan base that says, yes, it's been a year that we didn't anticipate, especially when they were down in the first half, late in the second half, actually, against the Texans, potentially going to 1-5. We all thought, holy crap, this is off. Mm-hmm. Bill can't do, he can't coach. He's an idiot, all that.
Right.
Well,
Wiggy declared that next game the most important of Bill's career.
Yeah, he's had 20 most important games in a year and a half. But I think that's what you're hearing. You're hearing anxiety, and it comes across as couching.
But the Gilmore thing is not couching it. The Gilmore thing is legit criticism and maybe correct criticism that Bill got emotional, stubborn in that situation, traded him away for relatively nothing. And he played, you know, not outstanding maybe for the end of the year, but he did get on the field. You could have used him. Do you think they cheaped out, or was it a decision organizationally that we're not going to pay this guy the money that he wants because he's too old, third contract, all that stuff?
Ken, I think you're making a mountain out of a molehill.
You and others will call tomorrow on Fitzy and Hart if they lose and complain about Stephon Gilmore.
I had a good punchline, but you didn't let me get there. Ken, you're making a mountain out of a molehill. When have we ever judged a Belichick coaching performance when there was an absence of a top cornerback in the game?
Okay, there you go.
Thank you.
Malcolm Butler reference in 914.
Yes.
956 texter. Sorry, 252 texture first.
There's no gravy. There has to be gravy. I love gravy.
If Curtis has to jump into Charles, you should make it a pay-per-view event with proceeds going to the Greg Hill Foundation.
No, screw that foundation. I got him $1 million with those numbnut shirts. I want to have some cash myself.
Bob in Wilmington, before we trend here on Curtis jumping into Charles, possibly. Hi, Bob.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
Excellent, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Hey, first off, Curtis, how does it feel to be, like, known by one name? On the lines of like Ronaldo or Pele
or Bono.
I mean, it's unbelievable. I know your first name, but nobody uses it. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's. I would actually say I'm slightly bigger internationally than Pele.
There you go. All right. So I have this thing about jumping into the Charles. I think with this bet you've made in the future, you've got to get the reciprocating bet. So
right.
If you are right, what is Wiggy doing?
He just has to leave the show.
No, but Bob is right. You applied no pressure there.
Basically, I am so confident that he is not going to receive tonight. I would have said, you can take, you know, my house in Southie.
But Bob, I sit behind the glass with Curtis, and when Wiggy goes down pass, Curtis doesn't want him to go. He gets so emotional and frustrated, he'll say anything to get him off the topic, and that's what happened in this case.
Yes,
he just blurted out the first thing that came to his head.
All right. Well, next time, Chris, just take a step back for 2 seconds and think, because I actually think you're right. Yeah. I actually think that my thought about tonight's game is that the longer this goes and it's a one score game, the Patriots have their best opportunity, and I think they will win. But as soon as they get behind 2 scores, I think it becomes very difficult with Mac Jones behind center. And that's why I think that if they win the toss, they will defer. And just think, Curtis, it's only a 1 in 4 chance that you're going to jump in the Charles.
Right. 50-50 to win the toss and then 2 options.
It's 1 in 4. So I'm rooting for you because I don't want to see you catch pneumonia in a pandemic.
Right. Nobody does. Thank you, Bob. That's a great call.
I wouldn't say nobody does.
Okay. Some people do. But hopefully they've been muted on your accounts.
Yes.
All right. Let's get to what's trending. Basically, the basic question to start here. I think we've narrowed it down to this. Are you nervous about tonight? Are you nervous as a Pats fan or feeling confident? Fair?
Yeah, and this
is a little temperature-taking question to start.
And it is so awesome to have playoff football back here. Yep, I was so wrong. I never thought it would happen this season. It's been, you know, just to have a day like this where you got the little butterflies, you're going out doing things, and in the back of your mind is the pit in your stomach. Mm-hmm. We got to win this game
tonight. Who needs Brady? Who misses Brady? Speaking of which, there is some Brady news.
I have been right, like, on everything, everywhere.
You might be right about this. All right, let's get to what's trending now.
The Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI, brought to you by the VA New England Healthcare System. Are you a veteran? VA New England Healthcare provides state-of-the-art healthcare benefits to those who served our country. 844-VA-CARES. Learn more about the benefits that you earned and deserve. 844-VA-CARES. All right, today kicks off Super Wildcard Weekend, the second best weekend of the year.
Stop calling it that. So cheesy.
That's what the press release says. Raiders traveling to the Bengals, 4:30. Interesting game there because if you're a Pats fan, that was the other option, right? You could have been facing the Bengals. So I think you'll watch that game and say, would we have rather faced this team? I think the Raiders win that game, by the way.
What?
I'm calling for an upset. Upset special in game one.
We see things so differently.
Patriots 8:15 kickoff. NFL Sunday starts at 4. Patriots have ruled out left tackle Isaiah Wynn. 12 others questionable. Jalen Mills is in COVID protocol, and it looks like he's out ski as well. As for the Bills, nobody listed on their injury report. Celtics played like they were injured last night. Down big at the half, 28-2, first quarter run, 22 or 28-4.
I had it on, and the Celtics were up like 6 in the first couple minutes. I came back to the room, they were down 25.
They did hold and beat under 30 for the first time in 9 games. Only 25 for Joel Embiid.
All right.
Seas will be back home to take on the Bulls tonight. 8:30 tip there. And the Bruins had a matinee action today. Puck drop TD Garden is 1 o'clock, 4-game win streak as they play the Preds. That's what's trending now on the Ken and Curtis Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back to more of the Ken and Curtis Show on EEI.
Does this defense have confidence in Mac Jones?
I mean, does the defense have confidence in itself is what we focus on. Like, we can't control what happens on offense. I think if we go out there and play good defense, we give ourselves a shot to win. But if we don't play well on defense, I mean, we can't sit here and worry about what the offense and Mac are going to do. And I think that's been proven. Like, you watch the games. I mean, even this last game, we had a shot to win if we make a play on defense. So, it's not about, you know, I don't think football is about the other side of the ball, worrying about the other side. Like, if you worry about your side of the ball, you usually have a shot to win.
That was a great answer by Devin McCourty, which has been twisted by Greg Hill and Curtis, I believe, into something significant. More Wiggy, I think. It was more Wiggy, saying the defense doesn't trust Mac and doesn't trust the offense. That's stupid. That was just a great question. That's McCourty deflecting and saying, I'm not worried about them. We got to get our S together, which they do.
But what's the difference of him saying, oh, yeah, we trust our offense implicitly. We just have to worry about what we can do as well so we can help them, something like that.
I don't know. I mean, I've covered some locker rooms. I think there is a little bit of rivalry between the two units. Usually they're like, you know, but it's usually good natured, like, hey, we won the game, blah, blah, blah. I don't know about this particular team, but don't you think this defense, McCourty included, have enough to worry about? That they're not actually sitting there like on the sidelines, I can't believe Mac threw a pick.
Well, I mean, I hate to, I'm not going to do what I was just going to do.
I mean, they have lost the game a couple significant times late, right? Colts
right.
game. Bills game,
yep.
Had a chance to get the ball back, could not do it.
Do you think the Honey Badger on the Chiefs has a different approach to a playoff game now than when he was on, was he on the Texans? Where was he before the Chiefs?
He's bounced around.
Anyway,
I don't know.
When he was on a team with, you know, who the hell? If he was on a team with like a Davis Mills or some obscure quarterback.
Okay.
You approach a game differently when you have an all-time great versus when you have
He was with the Texans. Arizona, obviously, before that.
Yeah.
Good call by you.
So, you know, I just think that if in that context, Devin McCourty knows what it's like to enter a playoff game. Every other playoff game he's entered has been with the best to do it. So I think it's a simple, not only, that isn't an answer for him, that's an answer so that you're exuding confidence. I think Devin McCourty is probably the leader of this Patriots team on and off the field. I think now that everybody's gone, maybe he and Dante Hightower, I don't know. But it was interesting to me. It wasn't a huge deal. I thought it was interesting that a guy as smart as him, who is very calculated about what he says, wouldn't have said something like that heading into Mac Jones's first playoff game.
So you buy in a little bit to the Wiggy theory that the defense is not sold on Mac. They have questions. This, which the stunning thing to me was, everybody said how much they loved Cam, and then Cam got released. Nobody said a word of support to Cam. They loved Mac from training camp. They loved this guy.
Right. I don't think that Mac Jones has confidence in Mac Jones yet. You can think you're good at something. You can hope to succeed. But, you know, the first time I sat in here, I was nervous years ago when we did a Saturday show before the Heisman Trophy presentation. You know,
who could forget it?
I mean, I think it's the second highest rated show in the history of radio. But I think that there is a lot of people on that offense that it's a wait and see approach. Who knows better than Devin McCourty how the seasons change from the regular until the postseason? You know, and this is not at all me like trying to be like, oh, they hate each other. I just think.
So you think he could be, I guess that's true. I will agree with you on that. There's always a chance a guy just can't perform in the postseason. It could be just like a playoff choker, right?
Well, I mean, we've seen Aaron Rodgers has been to a Super Bowl,
yeah.
And he's been the most talented quarterback for half his career.
Yeah, that is remarkable.
So, I mean, I love Mac Jones. I don't think he's going to be as talented as Aaron Rodgers, and I'm glad he's not Aaron Rodgers because that guy's a total tool.
But win as many Super Bowls as Aaron Rodgers.
He only needs one.
508 texter, if Bill Belichick loses this game, zero playoff wins without Tom. And there we go back to Brady again, which you tried to spin it back to. And I will say this, the year after Brady, was it McCourney or somebody who told us that there was a lot of chatter during that season about Brady in the locker room?
Volen.
They were still talking about it. Was Volen reported that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then maybe it's true. But anyway, but yes.
So a quick yes, Brady comment here. Couple weeks ago, after the Saints game, maybe, I said that Tom Brady's not going to be back next year. He will retire at the end of the season. And everybody was like, the dumbest take of all time. You were flipping out. who knows Brady's thinking better in the media than Seth Wickersham?
I don't know. Does Brady still trust him? Is that where he got all his info?
I thought it was more Gronk. He was in Minneapolis at Brady's family Super Bowl party. He's getting dinner with Galen and Tom Sr. Mm-hmm. He is... just written a book about every, you know, different detail about their career. And yesterday, just buried in an ESPN.com sort of like playoff odds and ends story, he writes that I think Tom Brady will too, meaning retire like Ben Roethlisberger. So, I mean, he just sort of throws it in there, but...
Wickersham thinks Brady is done.
He thinks he's retiring.
This is it.
Right.
And our producer, Justin Turpin, and the producer's show mentioned this as well. He was showing me before the show... the quarterback's coach for the Bucks kind of offhandedly said, it was just a quote to one of the writers down there, I wonder, too, if this is the last time we'll see Brady.
Yep.
Very interesting.
I could honestly see today or tomorrow morning that Tom, in the pregame meeting, says to everybody, listen, you know, I know what we're missing. I know, you know, we're beaten up. But, you know, I just want to let you guys know this is my last ride. Let's go make it special.
And why would he do that? It's like an emotional kick to his team?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't blame him for that, actually. You know, I know I'm all over Brady, but that makes some sense. Why not do that?
Exactly. And then you can, you know, who knows, at the end of the year, you can always, you know, how many people say they're not running for president, and all of a sudden they run for president? So
God, if the Eagles retire him, send him into retirement tomorrow, will you show up Monday? What will you be feeling?
That will be it.
You'll never see Brady again. You'll just be watching old DVDs, which you do anyway.
I will be heartbroken, but I will be so thankful that unlike total idiots in this town that I never turned my back on the greatest athlete I'd ever see.
Well, he turned his back on this region first, so there was a cause and effect there.
Should we go back to the guaranteed dollars thing? Because you think guaranteed dollars are later.
Can we talk a little Patriots? Okay. We got Frank in New Hampshire on the line. He's nervous about tonight's game, I think. Maybe not. I don't know. Frank, welcome to Ken and Curtis. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Hey, I'm very confident about tonight's game. Very confident they're going to win. Took the money line up here, and for some reason, it's even gotten better, so I took it again this morning.
Ooh, what's the money line?
The money line was plus 170 last night. It's 180 now.
Wow.
What about the coin toss? Do you feel confident about them winning that?
Let me just say, I'm waiting for this list of the most unoriginal thoughts, but I'm gonna exude one of them.
Oh, I would love it.
With respect to tonight.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So I just went to the dump, and I cannot believe how cold it is.
It is amazing.
Josh Allen, as we've heard all week long, he isn't going to play the top notch game that he just played. That's what I'm banking on.
That's fair. Frank.
I was out there today, and I don't usually wear a coat, and I could barely move. That guy is not going to play his game tonight.
Right.
Guaranteed.
But it is a fair point, but it is also funny because nobody would play their best game in this tonight. Every player on the field will play worse tonight.
And Mac Jones doesn't even need to play. We've already seen that. So I'm all in.
All right.
I am all in. I am confident.
You got a score? What's your score, Frank? What's your final score?
I see them plus 17.
Whoa, blowout. Patriots blowout the Bills. Great call.
So one of my on the list, and that was a good one, that Josh Allen can't play as well as he did in the last game here.
Uh-huh. Allen can't play as well in the cold.
Right, and that's true. Wiggy was dead on that. I didn't believe him. My fault. He has really bad stats in the cold. Wyoming, the season ends before Thanksgiving most often up there. But
so the most unoriginal thoughts so far we have, number one, Patriots can't fall behind early. Number two, Allen can't play as well in the cold.
And number three, you got to get on the board first.
That kind of is with number one. Score early.
Score early.
Yeah. Score early, score often, or just score early?
And the other thing is you really need to minimize the mental mistakes.
Yeah, don't throw a pick.
Well, don't throw a pick, but, you know, Lawrence Guy,
win
what are you doing?
The turnover battle.
Don't cover the center.
207 text, I am nervous about tonight. Curtis is right. 508 texter, there is no gravy. This game will determine the Patriots' future. This game will determine their future. I mean, so they lose this game. Are there drastic changes?
No, I think the issue with this team, win or lose tonight, is that the performance of Mac and the team as a whole was so, you know, the prognosticators did not anticipate a 7-game winning streak and Mac Jones starting all 17 games and the team going to the playoffs. So what the issue with that is that just like they did when they were winning Super Bowls, even though this isn't winning a Super Bowl, in the context of success and what was anticipated, this is similar to that. So you're going to be losing coordinators. You might be losing Gerard Mayo.
Yeah, but they're not going to lose McDaniels. He is not going anywhere.
I really don't agree with you at all on that.
Where's he going?
Chicago.
I don't see it. Why would he leave an $8 million a year job? His kids love it here. He's the coach in waiting to go to Chicago? That loser franchise? Why?
Do you know how competitive people have to be to get to that level of coaching in the NFL?
I mean, $8 million makes you less competitive. A little bit less competitive. You can stick around and look like a genius. People have given McDaniels plenty of praise this year for what he's done with Mac. Deservedly so.
Right, but we are projecting how we feel about the schools, the hospitals. I love this city. I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. It's got a great system of great health care and good people and all that. But he's not from here.
He's been here 15 years. He's been here a third of his life.
Okay, so are you from Boston?
No, but I love it here, and I wouldn't leave.
No, I'm not saying like that as a negative to you. I'm saying you were raised in Pennsylvania,
yep,
and you've raised your family here, and
yep,
you love it, and your wife's met your
I'm
wife
like
here.
McDaniels. I've been here almost 20 years, actually.
Right, and I'm not saying that this isn't to show to draw a distinction between you and me. I'm bringing it up to say that he is from the Midwest. He was raised in Ohio.
It's borderline Midwest. Atlantic
it's
Seaboard.
It's like I'm working with Wiggy. Today is Saturday. Okay, good. You didn't argue.
Great Lakes region. More Great Lakes region than Midwest. Go ahead.
Lake Ohio. Beautiful. But anyway, I think that he wants to be a head coach. You heard those guys in the I Am Athlete podcast, how he's viewed as a head coach nationally?
Yes, and he'll be one here if he waits 3 years, and then he has Mac, and he has the full support of the craft. Jonathan, at that point, is all that matters, you know?
Did you watch the Two Bills documentary?
Yes, I did.
I bet you if there was one thing that Bill Belichick would tell his younger self, which would have been to not listen to Bill Parcells and trust his word. Because he was waiting year after year. He was a pawn in Parcells' game.
Yeah, it's worked out horribly for Bill. That was a terrible decision.
No, but he was made to look like a fool in New York. He was a punchline nationally, and obviously he's overcome all
but
that.
But McDaniels is not being made look like a fool. He's made to look like a genius right now.
No, but nationally, they don't credit Josh McDaniels, Ken. They credit Bill Belichick and Mac Jones.
Are you nervous about this game? 703 texter on a scale of 1 to 10. I'm at a 4. I like it. We have a nervous scale. If they lose, it's still a successful season. Eliminate mistakes starts with coaching.
Ooh.
I'm putting that down. Eliminate the mistakes on the yep, most unoriginal thoughts.
You know, you want to tilt the field in the other direction.
Let's go to Dave in Connecticut, who's pessimistic, I see, on the subject line. Hi,
yeah,
Dave.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hey, Chris, I never turned my back on Brady either, man. I'm right with you there.
Thank you, Dave.
Anyway, these people in New Hampshire, what are they drinking up there early? That first guy that called sounded like he was like 10 deep. Eddie? And the other guy, he's talking about a blowout. Are you kidding? There's going to be a blowout the other way. The Patriots had to have everything go the right way. They had to have no injuries. They have Isaiah Wynn, key injury, Mills, key injury. Those two guys are going to hurt. They had to have everything work in their favor to win this game, and I got to tell you, I think it's going to be a two-touchdown win, but it's going to be Buffalo.
And then tomorrow, Dave, who gets blamed, if anybody, or is it no big deal? Do they have excuses
to
make? I
don't think anybody's going to get blamed, Ken, because I think this season they had a good season, you know, for what they had. I picked them around 500. They beat, you know, what I thought they were going to do. So I think I think they had a good year either way, you know?
All right, Dave, enjoy the game tonight. Appreciate the phone call. This caller throws, like Dave, 781 texter, Patriots are going down like Greg on a hot seafood tower. It's very descriptive. And
I don't want to hear those terms with Greg. Right. So Sal Capaccio or Carpaccio or whatever his name is in Buffalo, he has the keys. Are you ready for these?
Oh, Sal's keys.
Yeah. Number one.
Terp, do you have the Keith's Keys jingle sound effects? If you can find them.
Yeah, I'm not going to start until I hear Keith's Keys jingle.
No, you go ahead.
So we're in the Democrat and Chronicle. I don't know what that is, but number one key from Sal Capaccio. Bills need to force the Pats to rely on Mac Jones. Put the game in his hands.
Make Mac win the game. That's
yes,
the Wiggy theory.
That is a great theory. Number two, winning the line of scrimmage could be decisive.
Win the line of scrimmage.
What is going to be a couple of keys?
Not the full open. The key. You're going to get the key sound effect. I don't know the whole open.
God, Ken, you're so demanding.
What?
All right, now this may...
But hold on that. That is so stupid. The offensive line, I mean, I guess if you're saying the Patriots have to run the ball, so okay, the Patriots running it. But do you expect the pass rush to be a significant factor either way tonight? That was like in the two meetings.
No.
Like Judon doesn't even rush. They give up the underneath stuff. It's not good. It's not.
So far from Sal Capeccio, we have Mac Jones put the game in his hands, win the line of scrimmage because that could be decisive. Big word from Sal. And number three, I am not making this up. Josh Allen needs to be Josh Allen,
as opposed to
I don't know his Uncle Steve. Number four. Oh, now it's just other keys. Hold on, these aren't even keys. Anyway, so those are his three keys. Josh Allen needs to be Josh Allen.
They're all in
Mac Jones needs to be Mac Jones, and they need to win the line of scrimmage.
Back to Brady, 508 texter. No chance Brady retires. He's too into his image and ego, and will want a full retirement tour season. That's what I thought as well.
He would never do that. I don't think, but.
And I thought more for the corporation point of view, he wants to play to 45. That's a magic number, and he will fall short of that.
Yeah, I think the 80-plus touchdown passes, a Super Bowl win in two seasons at 43 and 44 does enough for it. And as I've said all along, and you said I was wrong because the initial comments from Tom were, when I suck, I'll retire years ago on Dennis and Callahan.
Mm-hmm.
What he said this week is that when we're not a championship-caliber team or whatever, he changed the definition of his retirement.
I love how he did that, by the way. He takes it off himself. So nobody ever thinks he sucked ever, but he only left because the team wasn't good enough around him.
I mean, did like Michael Jordan suck ever?
I don't know.
Joe Montana, was he a crappy quarterback?
I mean, they were lesser forms of themselves.
Right, but anyway, I think that that is a step in the direction of this, where if he retires after the season, it's like Barry, what I said was like Barry Sanders, where the mythology of, well, he could have played till 50.
Yeah.
You know, you still have Alex Guerrero going around talking about it.
That's a good point. People are still talking about it. Joe and Lawrence on the Brady retirement. Hi, Joe. Joe, turn your radio down, buddy.
Those guys sound sexy.
That's enough. Joe, let's go to Sorja in Mansfield. Our buddy Sorja. Hi, Sorja.
I'm back from my radio hiatus.
Where you
been? I'm
going
to break it down. I've been busy. But here we go. So, I just don't think it's fair to see, like, if Mac has exceeded the expectations or under exceeded the expectations, because you look at it and you go, coming into the season, we didn't even know if he was going to become the starter. And he's already exceeded the expectations of this season as a rookie quarterback. And tonight's result does not affect the result of the season. But let me tell you this. We're the New England Patriots. We're built different, all right? We're going to go in there, and we're going to get a W tonight. I'm telling you. I got a great feeling.
Wow. And what's the main reason? Just because of Mac?
Not even because of Mac, because we're built different.
Built different.
I don't know what that means.
It means it's the Patriot way. I hate to compare this to 2001, and I'm not saying we're going to go all the way to the Super Bowl, but this season has given me a lot of 2001 vibes, and I feel like we'll be able to get this W tonight. And I think the weather is going to – I know we keep talking about the weather.
Yeah, but, is it going to be, 40 degrees tonight? Have you heard?
Not that much, Sorja. He's been gone for a while.
Just kidding, Mark.
Yeah, I'm off my game, as you can see. I got
to
build it
back
up.
No, you're doing great, Sorja. I hope you're right. You know, we'd love to have the Pats to talk about for another couple weeks. I just don't think it's going to be this unbelievably easy win in Orchard Park tonight.
But Curtis was the one who compared 2001 to this team first, maybe.
Yep.
One of the first ones in. You've now rescinded that.
Right.
You've backpedaled big time.
Well, the 2001 Patriots would not have won 3 out of 4 to end the season. So there are similarities that exist in that it's almost like everything they were good at, they started sucking at. They had a massive advantage in special teams. Folk didn't miss a field goal. They were, you know, Jake Bailey was, you know, this great punter. And now all of a sudden, they have 3 block punts in one season. And they have Lawrence Guy, a veteran, on 4th and 4, lining up over the center, getting a 5-yard penalty leading to a field goal to end the first half. I mean, are you used to seeing those mistakes by a Belichick team?
No, you're right. Special teams mistakes we've never seen before. Several upset, alleged, you know, seem like Bills fans on the text line, that you mock Sal, that you've mocked Sal Capaccio, one of the great professionals in our business, and works for our sister station.
I just tweeted and I added him with his wonderful keys to the game.
All right, so Sal's keys.
Ready?
Make Mac beat you.
Yep.
Win the line of scrimmage.
Yep.
And eliminate mistakes.
No, Josh Allen needs to be Josh Allen.
Oh, Allen be Allen.
Right.
Okay.
I don't know who else he would be. I mean,
A texter suggests we add this one, that the Pats are playing with house money. But that actually is an interesting conversation, which we have had here this morning. It's a little cliche, I guess, but I think some people do feel that way. Are there enough excuses to explain it away if they lose tonight? You know, that's one way to look at it.
But I'm just saying that when you get through the five vaccine checkpoints to go to a sports bar tonight, when you're in that bar at 9 o'clock, nobody's going to be like, oh, can I have some nachos? I don't really care who wins this game tonight.
Yeah, you'll be pissed tonight. All right, 617-779-7937. Load them up. Talking Pats and Bills. Nervous? Confident? How do you feel?
You're listening to, and we're sorry, the Ken and Curtis Show on EEI.
Bill, I know you don't like to compare teams, but watching the team this year, there are several, I think, very close similarities to the 2001 team in terms of coming together, winning games in all three phases. Your kicker's amazing. Do you, in both of those years, big moral victories over the Rams and the Bucks? Do you see any similarities between your team right now and the 2001 team you coached?
No. I mean, that... It was a lot different then. The type of game, the style of play 20 years ago, I mean, it was a much different style of game. So therefore the makeup of the team is different.
Well, there was Curtis asking a Fitzy length question there. How long was that question? My God. 45 seconds for the setup.
If you look at the situation.
Curtis asked Belichick about the 2001 season. He didn't totally dismiss it outright at the time. Obviously, different circumstances. You have now backed off that 2001 comp.
Right, but not. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, not only have you backed off that, you have now apologized to Sal Capaccio from Buffalo, from our sister station, WGR. Fine Bills writer. And how did this happen? You got the wrong Sal's keys to the game?
So I was reading a story with the Bills' keys to the victory, and it's by Sal something, and I knew that the Sal guy we had was in Buffalo.
It's Sal Marana from the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle.
Yeah. So I have officially...
What a smear job.
Apologized to Sal Capaccio, and I...
You lit the text line on fire. People were defending Sal. This guy says Sal should lose his job.
I agree.
People are probably like peppering the guy with comments. All for three simple keys to the game.
They are,
what a fail by you.
What an absolute waste of space. If you're saying that Josh Allen needs to be Josh Allen.
That's a great point. I agree with it. It's an underrated, it's an underrated
But doesn't point. Bill Belichick have to be Bill? Like, who doesn't have to be themselves tonight?
Well, Allen, I don't know what his point was in the write-up, but he has not
that's
played
a problem.
In Atlanta and the Jets game. Allen was not his usual self.
No, but that's part of Josh Allen. He has good and bad games.
So you're saying he already is exhibiting himself. I don't know. The Allen that we
you
saw...
You are a sum of your parts.
The Allen that we saw at Gillette was incredible. You would admit that.
Right.
That was an unbelievable performance.
Right. I don't think we will see Josh Allen's best game ever like we did at Gillette Stadium.
That's back to the weather. That's on the list of most unoriginal
parts. But that's still Josh Allen, unless it's a different guy playing quarterback. Maybe it's like Devin and J-Mac. They alternate.
Well, the point is, don't deflect from the point that you totally just... embarrassed yourself by ripping the wrong Sal
in
the Buffalo media.
How am I embarrassed? Who cares?
Let's go. Let's go to Roy. Roy in Boston on tonight's game on Ken and Curtis. Hi, Roy.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you?
Yeah, I think for the Patriots to win, they got to have a few things go right for them. I think they need a couple of. I think Jones has to throw a couple of deep shots, even if it's just to see if you can draw a pass interference, something just to get the ball going down the field. I think the Patriots have been lacking that all year. And then if you want Roy's keys to the game,
yes.
And I'm almost confident in this, I believe the team that scores the most points tonight will win.
Oh, write that down.
That's number one on my list. Allen B. Allen, team that scores the most wins. 401 texture, if the Pats lose this game, he agrees with you, Curtis. There will be a restructuring of the coaching staff, a couple of player acquisitions, but the main change will be coaching staff revamp. I mean, we can all agree Cam Accord is days, his days are numbered,
oh,
right?
God,
I mean,
that what a debacle.
That will be a mercy firing. But, yeah, I mean, I think defensively they're probably going to lose Flores. But he's not – I mean, he's – Belichick's doing all the work anyway. Steve Belichick, right?
Do you think?
I'm sure Mayo's involved, but it's kind of rough on him, to be honest.
Well, we can get into the coaching staff at a later date, but the situation and what Bill and Tom have all said is that this season and this team has one shot. Next year, there are changes. There is, you know, this is the one opportunity for, as this team is constructed, to win now. And when it comes to Josh McDaniels and your thought, which you very well may be right that he's sticking around, but if Mac Jones has a sophomore slump, then his, you know, bright light dims a bit. You know, you have these opportunities to become the head coach of the Chicago Bears, a guy that grew up in the Midwest with a Justin Fields who, you know, was a top 10 quarterback pick this year. And if you go there and Justin Fields is great after what happened this past year, there's no doubt who gets the credit for that player's performance.
Mm-hmm. Well, if they do lose McDaniels, that's big. That's a major change for
what odds
Mac.
Would you say that he's out of here?
Low, 20%, 15%.
Wow. I would say 50-50.
Okay. Let's go to Scott in Hyannis next up on the Kenny Curtis Show. Hi, Scott.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Love the show. Great job.
Thank you.
Just wanted to I think that Bill needs to change the way that he thinks about this team versus the teams over the last 20 years. I mean, obviously, if you look at the two teams, they're very talent deficient to the Bills. So I think at some point they're going to have to steal a possession to win this game, either with an onside kick, a fake punt, something like that. So I'd like to see him think outside the box maybe, which is something he doesn't tend to do a lot.
Yeah, it's tough to argue the Bills aren't more talented on paper, right? I mean, where on paper do the Patriots have an edge? On the line, maybe?
Defensive line.
Yep. Yeah, it's a good point, Scott.
And the offensive line, honestly, against the Bills in the game, the run-the-ball game.
Which is that might win the game. It could win the game for you tonight. Trent Brown.
Right. I mean, I think the texter's right that Mac Jones needs to be Tom Brady tonight.
Okay, I'm putting that down. One more set of keys to the game. Tim and Chicopee's got his lined up. Hi, Tim.
Yeah, guys. Great show as usual. Okay. Special teams, right? I don't think they have to get a turnover, but they've got to get the ball, keep them pinned deep.
Yes, field
right?
position.
Get them pinned deep on as much as you can there.
Love it.
Defensively, they got to spy Allen. I'm glad that Duggar's back. Can't let this guy on third and nine scramble for 17 yards. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they've got to really limit what he can do. Offensively, there's got to be some balance here. I want to see them, okay, obviously run the ball. They've got the backs to do it. But offensively, what I want to see them do is some play action, naked bootlegs, and get the ball out to Henry Hunter, Aguilar, okay, and Jonnu Smith. That's what I got, guys, and I think they're going to win 23-19.
Ooh, there you go.
23-19.
A little naked bootleg. Hunter Henry, I think, is the name he's looking for there, but fine.
Do you think if Josh Allen is Josh Allen, that he's easier to spy because he's not trying to dress as anybody else?
Load him up. We've taken Pat's Bills calls all morning. Kenny Curtis with you. Ken Laird here, by the way. Chris Curtis over there.
Right.
Two bald guys. Ryan Hannibal will join us 12:30. He is driving to Buffalo. Bradford has paid for his hotel room. He is staying somewhere on the deep outskirts of the city. And he'll have some insights on today's game, I'm sure.
That is a long day, man.
Speaking of Bradfoe. He wanted me to work John Lester in the conversation somehow today to honor his retirement, and it's a decent point he makes. So I'm going to propose this to you and see if you laugh it off or you find it to be a good point by Bradfoe, okay?
Okay.
Big league tease there?
I love John Lester.
Okay. Well, we'll do a little of that, but mostly how you're feeling about tonight's game, Pats win or lose and why. 617-779-7937 is Kenny Curtis.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.